That's the kind of thinking that we need to keep having.
I had actually a really good idea.
Okay, your name, please?
Bryce. Well, like, not this would work not only for, like, pop, but it'd work for candy machines, too. And that's not to put, like, the pop, like, the labels, like, on the buttons or, you know, on the side of the machine, but instead take, like, some sticky braille labels and just put them down the screen on the right-hand side, like, just, you know, not like on, right on the edge, just put them down. Oh, I don't know, a few inches apart, and have it, you know, where it's got the thing labeled, and like, for instance, how, you know, how they got the A, B, C, D, E, F, and the numbers from 1 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have that, it'll have the name, and it'll have, right after the name, it could have what letter number code it is, or what button it is, like the thing, just the pop machine, just put it where it matches up with the buttons going down.
Yeah, and then of course there'd have to be a label on the numbers and the letters so that people would know.
Well, yeah,
which
on vending machines, like on candy machines, but like, yes, if it was like one of those pop machines that just goes down from top to bottom,
uh-huh,
with the buttons, that would work really good.
Yes. Yeah, it would.
Mrs. Lowe's?
Yes.
This is Jessica Weinwart.
Uh-huh.
One thing that I did my freshman year at my high school is on some of the pop machines, they have a display, and then to the right of that is a circular button that you push for that particular pop.
Mm-hmm.
My vision resource teacher and I took a braille labeler and did like a couple letter abbreviation for each pop and put it like on the right side of the machine so that you can't see it. You just reach around on the side of the machine and the labels are lined up with the buttons. And I'm a senior this year and those labels are still there. Nobody's picked them off, and I don't think we called the company to see if they would mind us doing that, and they didn't care, and they're still there.
That's great. That is a good idea, because
okay,
it wouldn't,
yeah,
be so visible to the people that want to do vandalism. That might be an excellent idea.
Okay. Thank you all very much. We're meeting now.
Well, thank you very much
thank
for coming,
you.
And thank you
thank
really
you
for your input and for the lunch.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Right, guys?
Is there an outlet anywhere that I can plug this thing into?
Oh, your cord, Barbie. Yeah, it's a little jumpy
there.
He's coming around.
Okay, there you go.
That was really very helpful comment.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, 2 feet.
I don't have 2 feet. Unless I scoot back, which I can. You there yet?
No.
Listen,
are we there yet? We're getting there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's a way. I've got a cord out my car. I'll run and get up. Back in a minute.
Okay, is the tape going to continue until we...
I could stop the tape from...
Well, couldn't we move the power cord that's there closer to under Barbara's?
They're full.
Pardon? Oh, they're full?
They're full.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Okay.
Is one of them the phone?
No.
Okay. Okay,
never mind. You want to pause for a minute while I run and get the cord? Or
no.
That's fine.
I don't want to do that. We're running behind already.
It'll just take me a couple minutes.
Okay, if the tape is still going, let's see. Is there anything else? I think that time thing was the end of the public
comment
time and this issue. So, if I understand correctly, what we're going to do is Bob will go to the try to go to the Omaha Vendors Committee meeting, and then we can. Did we want each of us to respond to the report? Do we want to consolidate, email back and forth, and then send a consensus type of response? How do you
think
consolidate is better?
Consolidate. Okay.
Yeah.
So who wants to initiate the Well, I'm sorry, but we won't understand what you say there. I appreciate your volunteering.
I'll start a chain letter.
Okay.
Woof, woof.
Okay, so Bob will start that, and then we'll go from there. Now, yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, now the next item actually is to, would have been to break for lunch, but we just did that, so we need to just plow ahead, right?
We can't do that, everybody? Can't do that again?
Yep. Okay. Okay, now we're ready for new business, and the next item is still on a similar subject, because it's the status of the Randolph Shepherd situation.
Yes, and some of you have read some correspondence about that. The Senate, and I can't say exactly which committee it is, but in Congress, there is a committee that is opening up or looking at Randolph Shepherd, and really they're getting information that is a lot of mistruths about the Randolph Shepherd program, and really is potentially, could be very damaging, could completely do away with Randolph Shepherd as we know it. The National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, Randolph Shepherd Committee, has called a strategizing meeting, and Richard Byrd and Charlie Sanders from American Council will be there. Kevin Worley, Nick, I forget Nick's last name, Jim Gashel, and you know, will be there from the National Association of Blind Merchants. Melanie Brunson will be there, Bob Humphreys, as well as someone from National Industries for the Blind. To meet, this will happen December 1st in Washington, and strategize about how they can all work together to keep the Randolph Shepherd program strong. Basically, there's efforts from the Javits Wagner O'Day, that's the Sheltered Workshop program, to open vending opportunities to all disabilities, and to kind of protect the, as it is now, the Sheltered Workshops have the operations of not the food service, but the busing operation, the other part of the places on the military bases. And so those are, as you know, we tried to get off it, those are big operations, and the contention is that if the workshop people run them, more people with disabilities will be employed versus Randolph Shepherd. So it's really quite a big topic. I just wanted to inform you of that as a major issue right now, and there are a lot of important people working on it to get correct information to people. So, you know, I guess the only thing would be in encouraging people to be in touch with or write to your members of Congress and let them know whatever you think about Randolph Shepherd, if it's a good thing for blind people, which it is a very successful program to employ blind people. They're not all millionaires, which is one of the things that I say. And anyway, you read some of the exchanges, and just want to encourage you to stay alert to that.
When is that meeting happening?
December 1st.
How many vendors are there in Nebraska?
About 20, 21, right around there. Might be 22 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
All vendors. Did she say all vendors are millionaires? Or?
That was one of the things that was in some of that correspondence that went around, was it? That
yeah.
but obviously that's not true.
There are a couple of blind vendors who are millionaires. I think they're mainly in Texas, and, you know, I mean, there are a few, but it's far from the usual.
Okay, yeah, we do need to, keep keep up with that, and to, you know, to deal with any of our other issues in connection with that, you know, because that's part of what is an ongoing thing. Okay, the next item is the focus topic for the next two meetings. Now, the February topic we already had talked about was to be new staff training. Mm-hmm. So we want to decide what the focus for the following meeting, that is the May meeting, would be.
Where's that going to be?
The May meeting would be in. Where do I have that? Oh my goodness.
I think it's back in Lincoln yet. This is the.
Okay.
Don't we do Omaha?
February.
Lincoln.
And then the August.
North Platte. Yeah. And
May,
then
North Platte. And then Lincoln.
Yeah.
Lincoln is May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May 6th.
May 6th, yeah. February 9th,
that's a great
is it?
Date.
Fourth, and May 6th. Yeah.
I'll have to bring a cake. That's my birthday.
Well, what better is? Than
May 6th.
May 6th is my birthday.
All right.
Okay, so.
Well, February 4th, somebody's birthday. You should bring a cake.
So, it's the day before Carlos's. Okay, so the new staff training is February. What about May 6th?
To give a cooking class.
Yeah. I would suggest that we wait, since we'll have at least one new commissioner, and maybe they would have some, because I think we've covered everything and we'd be repeating something, unless is there something that we haven't covered?
In some way or another, we've addressed everything.
We've had suggestions like having some people who have graduated from the center in the last couple of years come and talk about what they're doing. Let's see.
Yeah, maybe just the general counselor, the voc rehab relationship with clients. And how you define the topic, but I mean they're basic, and then maybe a counselor and some actual clients could, if they want, if you can find someone that'd be willing to talk to us.
You know, that's a good idea, because when we've discussed the various things about service provision, it's from the sort of the bureaucratic, here's how we do it approach, whereas this would be an opportunity for how does it really work on the individual basis? Mm-hmm. The counselor and the client, like Kathy pointed out, 2 days after the word got out, you know, that she found out about the commission, Robert was at her door, you know, and how it kind of goes from there to what they explore, how they, I think that's a good idea. I would suggest that waiting till a new person came on board isn't a good idea, because they'll be new, they'll not want to, you know, I mean,
they will probably.
I'm sure they'll have good ideas for lots of things, but it really helps us if we know two ahead, we can start planning and.
Yes, I think that's a
good idea. Well, I think that'd be a good basic thing anyway for a new person.
I like that, how they develop the IPE, you know, just the whole
sure.
thing of how it really works.
So you would be saying, what would we call that?
I wrote down counselor VR client relationship, how it works. But That's...
That's good enough.
Okay.
I think that sounds good, too.
All right.
Okay. So we have decided that. We had public comments such a short time ago that although it's there again, I don't know if, does somebody have something, though?
Most of the public left.
Yeah.
Frank Close are here.
Just us chickens.
And Hubert.
Three.
Yes.
Okay, the February meeting will be in Omaha.
Where?
Is it decided that it'll be in the state building, or was that something that was still being decided because of the heat and air conditioning and all that rules or whatever?
Well, I remember that Bob Burns was gonna do some checking into, was it, so the, to see if there's other places like the library or other, did you find anything out, Bob?
Well, there's a meeting place over by the medical center down about 44th and Dewey. It's the, gosh, I can't think what the name of that, but we meet there when we meet in Omaha.
Okay.
It's a pretty good facility. Hattie B. Monroe. Building.
The Hattie who?
Hattie B. Monroe.
Do you happen to know, Bill, if you have to pay for that?
I don't know. Yurok gets it for us all the time, so you can check with him.
So, Bob, can you follow up on those, or do you want us just to...
Yeah, I can call Jim and, because I know other people, I know somebody else, I can check into that building in particular, I know, because that's, is a meeting place. So yeah, that'd probably be similar to the facilities like we've had it, that the state office building down there be a similar type facility.
Or would the library that's downtown be similar, or?
No, I mean, wouldn't be as good a choice as...
Okay.
As this building.
Well, if you could check on it right away, because if it isn't, we have to get busy working on to see if there is something we want to use within the state office building, or to see if there's, you know, we'll have to go somewhere else.
Okay.
So it does take some time to...
Yeah, I'll check on that this Monday and...
Great. Email or call me.
Yeah, see if it's available, I'll just reserve it and...
Oh, that's good. Ask things like, can we bring in food?
We do.
Okay, good.
Price.
Yeah, well, if it costs anything.
I don't think so, because Jim never presents a bill to the board.
Yeah, I don't think it costs anything.
I don't believe so.
What are the rooms? Is it a room kind of like this?
Oh yeah, it's a nice room. Hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Where is this at?
Down at the medical center, near the medical center.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you can get us more precise, you know, for...
40 seconds.
We have to have the directions.
Yeah.
No, we'll just say, just meet in Omaha at that.
Hey, have you been...
I'll meet at Bob's house and he'll take us.
First assignment.
I don't know what Bob lives in.
Just to find the building.
I'd be in big trouble that way, too.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so we at least have the possibility of knowing where we're going to meet next time.
Well, if nothing else, we'll meet outside. I'm sure it'll be nice that day.
Yeah, February 4th, right?
Well, we can always go to Bob's house.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They'll serve us a
turkey
dinner.
I know where he lives.
It'll be a groundhog. It'll be leftover groundhog.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's too bad that we've, you know, that all the public has left, but I guess how it is. That's all of the formal agenda, but one of the things that we wanted to do, you know, we know that the governor may or may not appoint in a timely fashion. You know, our last commissioner change, the appointment was 2 days before the meeting.
Right.
So the fact that someone's time is up, doesn't necessarily mean that they won't be at our next meeting, because if there isn't an appointment made, then the way it works is that the person is there until the new appointment is made. Mm-hmm. However, we will assume that Governor Heinemann will be timely or whatever, and whether or not he is, officially anyway, this is Dorothy's last day as a commissioner as far as our public meeting schedule is concerned, mm-hmm. because the appointment is up at the end of December. And we weren't really sure how we could honor that particular occasion. And so the best thing we could think of to do, which may show that, you know, how uncreative we might be or whatever, but anyway, we do have a cake for you, Dorothy, mm-hmm. and you can either share it or not. That's up to you. And I
saved my fork, so I
probably
better
ought to go back and at least get it.
I'll go get it.
You know, Dorothy, it's a thought that counts. You know, not the creativeness of it.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right.
Well, cakes are always good, but I thought we were going to have a party too.
And so what we had put on it is just the simple thing, the best thing we knew of to say to you, which is thank you, Dorothy.
You bet.
Oh, thank you.
So that's what it says.
It has yellow, orange, and red flowers with brown greenery, and nice fall colors.
And everybody left.
Yeah,
we're sharing the cake.
Really, about
nobody knew about it. I guess we should have told them there was.
Yeah, we wanted it to be a surprise,
but we didn't want it to be a sort of empty surprise in the room.
Cake.
It smells good.
Yeah, and I thought about that. But yeah, sometimes when you do that, your schedule just gets so far off, and then you have to
come at it.
Yeah, then everything else is.
Oh no, I don't want to take it home. Chris is diabetic.
Oh, good. She wants to share.
I know. Absolutely. Is Fritz still back there?
No.
I guess I need to say thank you, sweetheart, for driving me all over the state of Nebraska to all these meetings. And he doesn't always do it willingly, but he does it. And I think he should be.
He's been a help to others, too, around.
Yeah, not you betcha.
He's been a real help, too.
Yeah, Fritz, just because Dorothy's not going, you can come and ride with me.
You can drive Bob around to the
dig. We
leave the dog at home and just you and me can.
Yeah, it's really been an interesting 5.5 years. I've learned a lot about state government and mm-hmm. the commission. And
it went very fast.
It did.
Isn't that something?
And
yeah.
I'm really impressed with the services they offer, and Sean Jernis is working with me now trying to, we got a new computer program, and all our staff is really impressed with his knowledge and skills of making the new program accessible to me, and it just takes a lot of hands-on stuff for him to figure out ways to make it work, because I guess there's no college class, so now to adapt the new system, draws to a new system, because it's made specifically for mental health, like electronic billing, et cetera. And, so it's been very, very interesting, and so now I'm kind of like they open up my file again so I can have post-employment needs. And so now I guess I'm a client and I can be in part of Carlos' statistics. Senior blind. Sort of the senior blind, because I'll be 65 in April. And
goodness.
And so that I plan on working for another 5 or 6 years. And,
wow.
That's
well, you get a perfect attendance record for your stint on the commission.
Yeah.
Thanks to Fritz, too.
Yeah, Fritz, you get a perfect attendance, too.
Yeah.
See, we got good news and bad news. The good news is for Dorothy, you got perfect attendance, and the bad news is Fridge, you also had.
He's always willingly brought me to these meetings, but I can't, he does it willingly, but I can't say he doesn't complain. Oh, we got to go there again.
You know, 3 months go fast when it's...
Yeah.
I know we went out west one time, out where, was it Valentine? It was way out there.
My goodness, have you been?
North Platte.
We went to North Platte, yeah.
And he even carried me to Lincoln, carried me home.
Wow.
Okay, so Dorothy?
Yeah, what was that coming back from?
Was there anything you wanted to say on the, you know, else on the, you know, before we actually formally adjourn and just become informal?
No, we can just be informal, but I guess I'm very proud that I was selected by Governor Johans to be one of the first commissioners, and I think, you know, be a part of history now, and it's been interesting.
Yeah, we should have DePearl, there should be a bust of the original commissioners.
Let's get it.
Like the Mount, people want to bust the
like the Mount Rushmore or something. Of,
royal painting would be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I'm
kind of like...
No, they need to be tactile. So
President Washington
I'm thinking 50 years from now, somebody will say, who in the world are those people?
Okay, so is there any other business?
Well, may I say a comment to Dorothy? I want to thank you for your years of service. It's really been great working with you.
Oh, thank you.
I know we won't, we'll still see you, you know, with services and all, and so I certainly wish you well, and thank you for being a commissioner all these years.
Well, thank you. It's been very enjoyable and interesting.
Great. Thank you. That's...
On the bust aside, I wondered about photographs of the original five.
Yeah, it's already too late. May is
gone
too.
May is gone. Okay, so is there any other, you know, because all of us appreciate you too, Dorothy, and that's
really
why that's why we're doing this, and we thought about when to do it and decided it would be sort of anticlimactic if we did it at the beginning of the meeting. Then the youth had dessert, so we didn't want to, you know, rain on their parade. And so this is why it happened this way, but anyway, I hope that you know that we really do appreciate what you have done. And
the fact that we waited so long that everybody else left is not a reflection on you, it's just that the meeting went so long that we wore everybody out on Saturday.
They didn't know.
Anyway.
Right, they didn't know there was cake coming.
Yeah, we go back, we had the marathon Friday night meeting. That was the first meeting in Lincoln. That was our second meeting.
That night meeting.
So is there any further business? So that, you know, Val and Hubert can be released from their duties. Okay, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, although it's an undebatable motion.
Aye.
Okay, we're officially adjourned. Thank you.